What You Missed on the Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lynn. Only on Money FM 89.3.
Yesterday, banking shares led the Singapore market higher. And today, two of those companies, DBS and OCBC, have helped drag the Straits Times Index down. DBS shares fell nearly 3% today to $26 a share. UOB finishes down 0.4%. That's the exact same drop as the Straits Times Index, which closes the day at 3,326. Market turnover was moderate at $1.3 billion. I spoke earlier with Krishna Guha. He's an equity analyst at the investment bank Jefferies. And I began by asking him why investors were selling off DBS.
Overall, the market sentiment is relatively weak. Within that, if you see from slightly long-term perspective, I think DBS has outperformed the broader market. It is averages sitting up there. So I will not read too much into that statement. I think the fundamentals are still intact in terms of the margin outlook and the asset quality environment staying still benign.
So basically, investors are just taking profits on recent gains.
I tend to attribute current softness more to that.
It sounds like you also think that DBS is still a good buy, still has good value.
If you see their multiples, they're trading at about 10.5 times 2019 consensus earnings, and this is in an environment of rising interest rate. This is an environment where management is talking about increasing their operating jaws, lowering their cost-to-income ratio. So overall, the fundamentals are pretty intact, and valuation is not that expensive. Yes, they have outperformed the broader market, but after a period of underperformance, I think, again, they will start outperforming.
Krishna, given that interest rates are on the rise, are you in the camp that this is going to be good for bank profit?
Depends on how individual banks position. DBS definitely has a more positive leverage to rising interest rates. So I tend to think that banks in general will benefit. DBS will be most positively impacted out of that.
Now that all three banks have reported their earnings, what's your overall take on the health of the financial sector?
If you see the three banks, their numbers, their credit cost is still benign. I think OCBC reported about 3 bps of credit costs. And then on the capital ratios, all three of them have up 12%. So if you just look at those two metrics, it clearly suggests that so far things are okay. Now it depends upon how the various macro uncertainties and for how long those uncertainties play. But so far, we are not seeing much to worry in the immediate future.
We interviewed another analyst this week who commented that the credit quality of the bank's loans is worsening. Do you agree that credit quality is a problem to be on the watch out for?
If you look at the gross NPA, which covers all the non-performing assets, that quarter-on-quarter has increased, but it is not to the extent to worry in terms of overall NPL ratio itself has been stable. We are not saying that there is nothing to worry or it is a blue sky kind of a scenario. But in the current environment, we are not seeing anything that is going to be a repeat of the oil and gas situation that happened a couple of years ago.
Between the three banks, DBS, OCBC, and UOB, which do you think is the best buy for investors now?
From a short-term perspective, I think UOB, I quite like the result. They have the highest capital ratios, which improves the chances of having a special dividend. So I will place my chances on UOB.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Krishna Guha. He's an equity analyst at the investment bank Jefferies.